This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. All seven of Colorado's congressional members are up for re-election next month. Those who study elections, like University of Colorado political science professor Ken Bickers, feel the incumbents are safe, except for in one district. Bickers has been following local and national elections for the past 16 years.
Well, this is a big election. I mean, what's at stake is control of Congress, whether it's just the House or potentially the Senate. Will determine what the Trump administration can do, if anything, over the next couple of years. A lot of people are fired up. That's because the stakes are very high in terms of who controls Congress and what Congress does and whether they're going to be supportive or unsupportive of this particular administration.
He believes the representation of four Republicans and three Democrats could stay the same, with Democrat Joe Neguse beating Republican Peter Yu in the state's second district. That's the seat currently held by Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jared Polis. Bickers says the seat that could flip is in the 6th congressional district with incumbent Mike Kaufman.
I was looking at the money raised and spent in that contest. So this excludes the outside sources of funding that are also being spent to influence voters in that district. Kaufman has a lot of money, but the challenger, Jason Crow, has enough money that historically puts him in a really good position to try to knock off an incumbent. Incumbents are always hard to beat. Kaufman has won in races that people had written him off previously, but I think this is clearly the toughest race that he's been in. The only other one that, if there were a huge blue wave, the other one that I would look at is the 3rd congressional district with Scott Tipton and his opponent, Diane Mitch Bush. She's raised a fair amount of money, not nearly as much as Crow has in the 6th. The other 5 congressional contests in the state, the challengers are raising really very small amounts of money.
And beyond that, he thinks things will change in the future with these races, because Colorado will likely get an 8th congressional district after the 2020 census.
The first district is likely to just shrink geographically, but that makes it even bluer. What happens in those peripheral districts around the 1st, so the 2nd, the 4th, the 6th, and the 7th, those are the main ones, because the 5th is more southern Colorado, Colorado Springs and south, and the 3rd district is out on the western slope. So those are likely to be less affected. How that new district carves out space could be the biggest change to the 7th, making it either more blue or more red. And so we'll kind of have to wait to see how the new district boundaries are drawn, but that will take effect as of 2022. So we'll have one more election cycle coinciding with the presidential contest in 2020. But 2022, there will be almost certainly a new district, and it's going to be in that mix of the metropolitan area around Greater Denver.
How will Colorado's growing population and unaffiliated voters impact those changes?
The growth of unaffiliated voters has been striking in Colorado. It actually is going on around the country, too. One of the interesting things about unaffiliated voters is that politicians really want to know how people are likely to vote. So, again, we're coming into a redistricting exercise in just a couple of years. When those district boundaries are drawn, the folks that are doing that have a sense of how people are likely to vote in all of those different places. But if more than a third of the registered voters are unaffiliated, while they may typically vote one direction or another, they don't always vote one direction or another. And that makes it just more unpredictable.
Do you think that Coloradans feel connected to their representative in Congress?
Most people don't vote because of the person who's running. They either vote because of the party label or because issues of one kind or another are very important to them. So there are the so-called fundamentals. The fundamentals are economic conditions, unemployment, growth, wage increases, whether the country is at peace or at war. Those fundamentals make a difference. As Colorado grows, that means that members of Congress and even the state legislature, they're going to have more people in each of those districts. That makes it harder to have a personal connection.
Ken Bickers is a political science professor at CU Boulder. He was discussing the election for U.S. Congress here in Colorado. Kyra Buckley, KUNC.